Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions you've sent in. We've got a ton of them, so we're trying to pick the ones we think are the most relevant. And so, Angel, let's just jump in on this.
Okay, Joe, we're getting close to the holidays. I want to ask you about Thanksgiving. How do you handle being around family members that are difficult to deal with? I want to walk in love, but truthfully, have no desire to have an in-depth relationship or even a conversation with these people.
You're a missionary. You're on the mission field, trying to reach the lost. We've been through this, both sides. We've been through this. We're like, well, I'm not going to go anymore. They smoke and they cuss and they drink, and I'm not going to go there. Well, they're your family, so we're going to show up. So we try to change. So this is me. So we start showing up early. We're going to show up early. Going to help cook. Going to clean the toilets, mow some grass, wash some towels, fold some stuff. We're going to leave them better than we find them, and we're going to start serving them. Because that's what you do as a believer, as a Christian. You going to enjoy Thanksgiving? No. We're going to serve. And I remember used to, we'd take the kids down on Thanksgiving afternoon. We'd go down to the kind of the halfway house in town where the street people live, and we'd feed them. And we'd help feed them and talk to them and carry on conversation. And it was great for my kids just to see, not everybody lives your life, guys. Not everybody lives your life. People are having tough, going through tough times, whatever. So learn how to serve. So I always say Christmas, Thanksgiving, what is it? Well, it's a time to become a missionary to your family. So you don't have to stay long, but show up early, wash some dishes, smile at everybody, listen to some conversations. And I know there's all kinds of bad stuff going on. People going to cuss, tell nasty jokes. Well, you can just walk out of the room, go get you another piece of cake if you need to. You don't need to tolerate everything, but don't start preaching at them. They don't need to be preached to. They need to be loved. And eventually they'll ask, because we've both been through it. Eventually those relatives will ask you about the hope that's in you. How come you're not worried? You're not worried about all the news? No. We live in the greatest day of human history. And so they'll ask you. So don't get too mouthy when they ask questions. Keep a short answer. And you're not worried? No. You're not worried? No. How come? Well, God's got everything under control. Well, it doesn't look like it. Yeah, but see, that's the devil. That's you're watching the devil. We're watching God. It's two different things. And so they'll ask you, and you can tell them the truth. And that's my short answer.
Which wasn't that short, actually, but, my mother was an extreme person when it came to holidays. Even when they retired, they lived in this elderly community and they had a golf cart, and they would make sure that it had lights and everything for the parade. And so it was just so over the top for me. I was just kind of like, it's just a holiday. So, I kind of went to the other extreme, which is not good.
No,
I could be better than I am. And I'm really, cause I'm always like, the practical side of me is like, I gotta clean
if
it.
I put this up, I'm going to take it down.
And I'm going to have to
put it up.
And
I'm going to take it down.
I'm going to have to clean all this up. So that's the very practical side of me now. But once, when I went to the divorce, then holidays changed. And now that my daughter is pregnant and both my kids are married, the holidays have changed again.
Yes.
So, you have to become flexible.
Yes.
And say, just because, you can't be one of those church people that say, oh, we never did it like this before. Well, because change is a part of life.
Yes, it is.
You have to learn to embrace it. Most people don't like it. I actually love it. So this year, I always want to be that parent that's not demanding, So I said, hey, guys. As a matter of fact, it was just last week. I said, hey, guys, we haven't really talked about the holidays. So they said, oh, well, we're all going to Jacksonville for Thanksgiving. Well, first I heard about it. It was fine. I totally understood. That's where their dad is. So, okay, great. Well, I'll go to my brother's for Thanksgiving. And Joe and I will watch football. But no, we'll be with some family. But then I said, well, what about Christmas? Well, my daughter-in-law said, hey, and she used to be she's not this anymore, but she went to school for hospitality.
Yeah, very good.
And she is great taking on vacation because she'll clean up. She'll make sure everybody, are you thirsty? Can I get you a snack? Da, 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 da. So she goes, so they've just gotten a little house, cute little house. She said, can I do Christmas at my house? And I said, yes, because I remember what it felt like as a young wife. And I said, yes, of course. And she's like, oh, I'm so excited. This will be our Super Bowl holidays, blah, 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 blah. Well, the truth is, I'm never going to feel that way. I'll be like, okay, where can I pick up dinner for everybody? I'm sorry, Jill. I'm just not that. That's not my strength. Yeah. So I'd say first and foremost, be flexible. And then realize that the holidays are not for you to take.
Yep.
It's for you to give.
Yep.
And just like Joe said earlier, I remember one Christmas, my son wanted some kind of a video game, you know, like an Xbox or something, but it was something, I can't remember. I got it messed up and got the wrong one.
Yep.
And he, after the hall, as soon as we open our presents, he goes to his room and cleans his room, which is definitely an indication something's wrong, because that just didn't happen, a natural thing. And so he later said to me, I want to apologize to you for that, because what I realized is all I was thinking about was what I was getting. But I totally missed the whole point of Christmas.
Bingo.
is giving.
Bingo.
That next year, he gave, and has to this day, given the most thoughtful, thought out gifts ever, because he realized it really hit him hard. And so I would say, try to take a step back and not go, oh, here we go again.
Say, let's keep your mouth shut.
Let's let this year be different. Yeah. Do something different. We do, our family loves, we do scavenger hunts. And we, of course, it's hot in Florida and you're trying to feel like a holiday, but it's hard when you're wearing shorts.
I love it. Merry Christmas.
Joe loves it. But
Merry
we play a lot of games. And so, you know, thankfully, my daughter is pregnant because all the kids are getting bigger now. Yep. And but like usually at Thanksgiving, we do this where we try to all build, what do you call those? Cake castle thing, you know, like gingerbread houses.
Yep.
Well, my sister-in-law just will get everything known to mankind that could go in a gingerbread house. She gives us all the basics and all, and then we have a competition. She loves competition.
Yep.
And those were the worst looking gingerbread houses I've ever seen. And I was like, you need super glue to get those things together. But it was fun. And we just have a good time. So just try to have fun.
Yep. This too shall pass.
Remember, it's a great time to give.
Yes, it is.
Joe, my daughter was so excited to start college, but she's struggling in her first few months out of the home. How do we encourage our kids to keep going and not give up? Have you experienced that?
Yep. Yes, I have. It's a one-way street. There's no option. I grew up in a very blue-collar family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters. My father-in-law had 12 brothers and sisters. My dad went through the 12th grade twice, still didn't graduate. My father went through the 8th grade and dropped out of school and joined the Navy. And so we grew up in a very uneducated family. And so I was determined when I started having kids, you're going to go to college and you're going to get a degree. I don't care what you get a degree in. I don't care if it's in water boiling or basket weaving. I personally don't care. The whole purpose of the degree is to let you know you're not the smartest one on this planet. There are a lot of other people smarter than you doing stuff. So your job is to find out what you want to do for a living. You shouldn't hate going to work. You should love going to work. Or what do you need? What is it you want to be? You want to be $1 a journalism major? Well, you have to go to college to get a degree in that. And she realized, okay, well, it turned out really good. She became the editor of the college paper and she really enjoyed it. To this day, she still does. She works for Dave Ramsey. She's an editor. And so you should love going to work. But college is the same thing as work. It's just you don't get paid yet. You're paying somebody else to teach you something. And if you don't do this, then where are you going to go? Because there's a lot of blue collar jobs available. As a matter of fact, there's a shortage in America right now of blue collar workers. And all my family were, I had family, electricians, plumbers. We didn't have any doctors, lawyers in my family. But I was determined, I want my kids to love going to work. To do that, you got to learn something you currently don't know. And you got to do something you currently cannot do. And so you have to go somewhere you currently aren't at. And so I just do the same speech every time. okay, if you quit school, what's your option? Because you're not coming back home. Now, I told, this is me. This is me's dad. You're not coming back home. So where are you going to go? Live in a little old nasty apartment, drive an old car with the hood wired down, you know, and be living on food stamps, because that is an option. And we had enough, we had big enough family. We had people in our family like that. I said, you want to be like Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so? No. Well, then you might want to learn something, because what you know right now is not worth anything. You don't know anything worth somebody writing you a check. So what do you want to do? You should love what you do, but you got to learn something you currently don't know. So all of our kids have degrees, all eight of them. And they think they love their job. They love going to work.
I remember when my kids were little, they would, they, where we lived, they had big productions, musical productions.
Yeah.
And they would rent out the backdrop from Broadway musicals, and they would hire, the main stars would be people from Broadway, and then the supporting cast would be from their
locals.
Yeah, their locals. Well, my kids were first in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and it was great. Ooh. And they would have to skip school some to go and rehearse. They thought that was fantastic. And it was the show was for 2 weeks, twice a day, and it was a big production. They would sell out that Coliseum, everyone. Well, the second one that they did was Will Rogers' Follies. And there was only, unlike Joseph, who had a lot of kids in it, there was only four kids in the Will Rogers Follies. So my kids were two of the four. And it was different with the Will Rogers because it was summer. And so instead of, I'd have to get them out of the pool or, you know, come in or quit playing video games, we got to go to rehearsal.
Yeah.
And, oh, it felt like I was pulling teeth. And this is what I'd say to them every time. I'll tell you what, we made a commitment. There's only four kids in this thing. When this is over, if you don't ever want to do it again, on opening night, if you say it wasn't worth it, then we will never do it again. So we finally made it to opening night. And
dragging, pulling, and screaming the whole way.
Yes. And we, they wouldn't let me backstage because it was like a real big production. And so there's like 4,000 people there. And, you know, and it's like, yeah, after the end and everything. And they come out. And then we had a cast party that night that we had to go to. And I said to them, was it worth it? And they said, absolutely, 100%. They forgot all of that stuff.
That's why you need a parent in your life.
Yeah. And so one time, and again, just real quick, my son wanted to quit school, college one time. And he goes, I'm going to quit college. And I said, son, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a single mother, and I have struggled to put you through private school, and I've struggled to put you through college. If I have to come up there and walk you to class every day in my pajamas, then you're going to finish this if you do it for me. This is so funny. Evidently, that really stuck with him because it was a girl who was trying to get him to stray, of course.
Yep.
But he graduated, and when it came in the mail, his diploma or whatever, he bought it over to me and said, you deserve this as much as I do. So it's worth it.
Yep.
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's not easy. It's
called being a parent.
Yep. And so I always,
what God does with us.
Yeah.
I always say,
what's the greater act of love? A hug or a spanking?
Mm.
Well, they're both acts of love. One's just harder to give. And so that's what I would say.
Yep.
And there you go. Okay. As parents of adult children, what are the boundaries that you have set for them and access to your life? I love my kids, but we are used to them being gone, but they still think they have full access.
Well, they don't. They don't. Rain's and I are sort of a unique story because it's our second marriage. And so, you know, I was married to my first wife for like 47 years. And she's married a great guy that went off the deep end. So she'd been single for 12 years. We got together and we got married. Well, it shocked a lot of people, you know, it's like shocked a lot of people. I said, and I realized that. And so my kids were, well, Dad, you don't need to get married. I said, well, honey, you need to understand, I didn't ask your permission the first time I got married. I'm not going to ask your permission the second time. And they all of a sudden had this understanding where this is not a democracy. We don't vote. I'm your parent. I make my decisions for my life. I love you, but I've raised you and you're out of the house and God bless you. And I'll come visit every now and then, but you don't tell me what to do. I'm going to be cordial and I'll listen, but no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. It's my life. Like, this is your life. So you make a decision. And so, it's just, there comes a point where we realize you can't go through life trying to please everybody else. That's not why you're here. You're only here to please God, not other people. You're here to serve other people, but not make them happy.
Yep.
Go ahead, jump in.
Well, I want my kids to feel like this is still their home and stuff. And, you know, like the other day we were out of town and my daughter had to come by and do something for me. And she goes, your pool looks so inviting. And I go, well, jump in. And she goes, I said, I think you left a bathing suit over there. And it's in such and such a drawer. She sent me a picture. And she was already, before she sent that first text, was already in the water, you know, and everything. She goes, I have already made myself at home.
And we love that. We want you to feel at home. But don't just show up uninvited either. Don't show up uninvited.
Well, we kind of live out of the
loop.
Well, we live, on the way in. They all live in town. We live on the outskirts. So they would definitely not want to come here and us not be here. So, because it would be a trek.
Yeah.
And
I understand what you're going through, but you'll have to set the boundaries. They're not going to do it. They're going to keep pressing in because every adult's different. Some don't ever really truly, I don't mean this in a bad way, grow up. They still want mom and dad's. Well, guys, I'm your parent and I love you. I'll always love you. But if I never see you again until Jesus comes, I'll be fine. And I've told my kids, I love you. I love my grandkids. But if I never see you again, I'll see you in heaven forever. We'll live together forever in heaven. So God's called you to Zimbabwe or halfway around the world. Go do what you believe you're called to do. And I'll miss you, but I'll see you again. I'll see you again. So don't try to make a God out of this thing. So that's me.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be the same way. I'd probably be on a plane going to Zimbabwe.
And she'd have a house in Zimbabwe.
You know, it's true. Especially if I had a grandchild there.
Oh, Lord.
So you gotta just choose your own boundaries.
Yes, you do.
You really do.
Yes, you do.
And Joe and I are still working on that squiggly line.
Which is a real marriage. It's two ignorant people growing up together. And that's what it is. That's an adventure. And God knew what he was doing when he made it happen.
Yes. So, hey, guys, we love you so much. Send in your questions. We love hearing from you.
Yes.
Any prayer requests as well. So we'd certainly love to get in agreement with you. If you'd like to partner with us, you can find out a lot of information at joemcgee.com.
Yes,
you can. We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.